proclamation number 4768 dated the October 28, 1949.
Collapse of ecclesiastical organizations. True church.
The last days will be preceded by a time when my word and everything referring to me as creator and provider will come under attack. People will intend to destroy the faith in a deity, which thus will signify an open battle against everything of a spiritual nature. Ecclesiastical organizations and their supporters will be affected most, because measures will be taken against every externally identifiable representative of my kingdom and my teaching. As a result, I will awaken messengers of my word outside of these organizations, who are called by me to spread my teaching, for they are in possession of the full truth and therefore also suitable teachers for their fellow human beings in the last days. For it will be necessary during the last days before the end to strengthen people's faith or to awaken it, because only then will they start to think about the reliability of teachings which were passed down to them through tradition. And they will realize that I am not with those who only associate with me through the church, who believe themselves privileged due to their affiliation to a particular church. Indeed, I love each one of my children, but if a child does not fulfill the father's will by not using its bestowed gift of intellect and thereby activates its intellect and heart in order to know when it is doing my will, to recognize when false prophets pretend to be my messengers, the child will distance itself from me and only find its way back to me with difficulty. They, too, constantly receive my word from me. I constantly approach them by trying to give them the information directly, that is, by sending them my messengers to enlighten them, yet they do not accept instructions and can therefore no longer be excused if they stray onto a wrong path. However, once people lose their church due to my adversary's actions, only people who are truly devout and so intimately connected to me that I can always be close to them, will not falter. They will not be affected by the harsh measures and brutal laws, for they know where to find the true Church of Christ and will merely defend my word with ever-increasing eagerness, even though they will not be safe from the pursuits of those who fight against everything that is related to faith. All of you, however, will still have to make your decision, and only your inner conviction that you know the truth, which is proven to you by the word I conveyed to you myself, will then give you the strength to offer resistance. Then you, and all those who listen to you and want to serve me, will use all their power of persuasion, and nothing will disturb them. For then they will know that they only need to wait a short time until they will be happy. They will know that everything external can certainly waver but not the church which Jesus Christ founded on earth, the true church, which cannot be overcome by the gates of hell. Nevertheless, untold people will lose their faith, they will find it incomprehensible that I will not protect the church they regard as founded by God, and they do not call themselves to account as to whether or not they are members of the church founded by me, because they are not allowed to think about it. And thus, something that people regard as invincible will fall apart. It will collapse like a house of cards because it is a human structure that cannot last. Yet my own will not be overcome. They will have the strength of faith that offers resistance because it finds my support. They will receive the strength from me because they firmly believe in me and therefore belong to my church, which cannot be overpowered by the gates of hell. However, it will be a difficult time to which I will refer again and again in order to remind you, who belong to me, to prepare yourselves, to constantly accept strength by receiving my word and through deeds of love. The time of battle is close at hand and then you must be forearmed, You have to stand firm when those who hold on to an external belief fail, who deem themselves living in truth without ever contemplating what they are expected to believe. They will waver and fall away, but you should stand firm and provide the evidence that an inner, living relationship also results in a living faith which will provide you with the strength to endure to the end. Amen.